Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics.
March 5th, 1821. James Monroe became the first president of the United States to be inaugurated on March 5th. The reason? The usual inauguration date of March 4th fell on a Sunday that year, and a president cannot be inaugurated on the Sabbath. It's still the law, even though the inauguration day was officially set back to January 20th. On March 5th, 1872, George Westinghouse of You Can Be Sure of His Westinghouse fame patented the air brake on this day. They were and remain especially important to trains, big trucks, buses,
down at Palisades Park,
and amusement park rides. On March 5th, 1922, Annie Oakley broke all existing records for women's trap shooting. She smashed 98 out of 100 clay targets thrown at 16 yards while at a match at the Pinehurst Gun Club in North Carolina. She hit the first 50, missed the 51st, then the 67th. March 5th, 1924. Lace up those bowling shoes, Kegglers. Grab that 16 pounds of rubber or high-tech plastic and let it rip down the lane as we bring you bowling news. Frank Caruana of Buffalo, New York, became the first bowler to roll two perfect games in a row and an amazing 29 strikes in succession. He rolled five strikes in a row in a third game in sanctioned play as well. March 5th, 1936. The 8th Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Academy Awards ceremony was held at the Biltmore Hotel, Los Angeles, honoring the films of 1935.
When you're back in England with the fleet again, you'll hear their hue and cry against me. From now on, they'll spell mutiny with my name.
MGM's Mutiny on the Bounty was voted Best Picture. Victor McLaughlin took the Best Actor prize for The Informer. Best Actress was Bette Davis in Dangerous. In case you're wondering, they didn't start handing out those Supporting Actor Actress awards until 1937.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway.
The Best Song Award winners were Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the song Lullaby of Broadway from Gold Diggers of 1935. An Oscar for a short subject cartoon was awarded to some guy named Walt Disney for his tune, Three Orphan Kittens, on March 5th, 1963.
Sweet dreams of you.
Patsy Cline, Cowboy Copas, and Hank Shaw Hawkins were killed in a plane crash near Nashville. The famous country music stars were returning from a benefit performance. Cline, the queen of country music, was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1973. Jessica Lange played Patsy Cline in the 1985 biographical film Sweet Dreams, named after one of Cline's hugely popular songs.
Crazy.
Willie Nelson wrote her biggest hit, Crazy, which became a number one country hit and a top 10 pop song in November of 1961. March 5th, 1984. The Los Angeles Express of the United States Football League signed quarterback Steve Young from Brigham Young University to a substantial contract on this day. The football All-American inked a pact that would earn him $40 million over a 43-year period in one of the most complicated contracts ever, lasting until 2027. The USFL folded not long after he signed the lucrative deal. Young became the backup quarterback for football legend Joe Montana in San Francisco. In 1994, when Montana moved to the Kansas City Chiefs, Steve Young took over the reins to lead the 49ers. The number one record on this date in 1983 was Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. And that's Rewind for March 5th, 2024.
Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.